From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. North Korea held a military parade on Kim Il-sung Square on Thursday. Jeff Custer has more.
Kim Jong-un attended the parade, which North Korea's state-run television broadcast hours after it was over. He called for his military to maintain a high level of combat readiness against the United States and its followers. It was unclear whether the North showed the entirety of his speech during the recorded coverage of the parade, which seemed heavily edited. Kim didn't make any comments about the Olympics in the parts of his speech that were broadcast. Pyeongchang Winter Olympics officially open Friday, where North and South Koreans will march under a united flag during the opening ceremony. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in South Korea to attend the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics. Pence, meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, said Washington's support for Seoul was unwavering.
Reaffirm the strong and unbreakable bond between the people of the United States of America and the people of South Korea.
Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics. U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes in northern Syria killed about 100 pro-government fighters who were part of an attack on U.S.-backed opposition forces. The U.S.-led coalition says the pro-government fighters carried out an unprovoked attack against well-established Syrian Democratic Forces headquarters. Syria called the strike a war crime and called for the coalition to be dismantled. The White House is facing questions following the resignation of a key adviser to President Donald Trump. Rob Porter resigned Wednesday after two of his former wives claimed he physically and emotionally abused them. The White House would not comment on a report that he failed to receive a security clearance due to the claims. This is VOA News. Time is running out to keep the U.S. government open, with funding running out at midnight Thursday unless Congress once again extends federal spending authority. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Capitol Hill.
Senior lawmakers of both parties are increasingly confident Congress will beat the clock and enact a spending deal that erases the threat of government shutdowns until late next year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is our best chance to begin rebuilding our military and make progress on issues directly affecting the American people.
The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, hailed Congress's sudden embrace of bipartisanship.
And it's a strong signal that we can break the gridlock that has overwhelmed this body and work together for the good of the country.
Some Democrats are protesting that the bill does not grant legal status to young undocumented immigrants brought to America as children. And some Republicans are slamming the bill for adding to the federal deficit, which is projected to approach $1 trillion this year.
Russia warns the Islamic State group is turning northern Afghanistan into a resting base of international terrorism and a bridgehead for establishing its destructive caliphate in the region. Pernell Murdoch has more.
Russian ambassador to Pakistan, Alexei Dedov, said that the group's international wing was spearheading the effort of terrorists spilling over the borders of Syria and Iraq and moving worldwide. Russia and Iran accused the United States of supporting Islamic State's rise in Afghanistan. Washington rejects the charges as rumors and says its operations in partnership with Afghan forces against IS bases in the country have significantly degraded and reduced the number of terrorists. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News, Washington.
A Bangladesh court sentenced former Prime Minister Khaleda Zia on Thursday to 5 years in prison on corruption charges. Bangladesh's Anti-Corruption Commission had filed charges against Zia and five others, including her son, for allegedly stealing more than $260,000 from the Zia Orphanage Trust. The former Bangladesh prime minister has denied the accusations. The conviction means that Zia would be barred from running in December national elections. Zia's lawyer says she will appeal the decision. Looking back at our top stories, North Korea held a military parade on Kim Il-sung Square Thursday, and it comes just ahead of the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. U.S. markets are down in afternoon trading. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.